FreedomBookClub.com's Book of the Month announcement for October 2012. My name is Ferb, and I'm the managing editor of FreedomBookClub.com, and so we'll get right down to it. I have the winner for this month. Let's see if I can figure out what I'm doing here. That's my desktop. Alright, that's one of the finalists. Okay. You don't know. It's a mystery. Okay, the book of the month this month is The Public Domain, Enclosing the Commons of the Mind, by James Boyle, which won with 53.1% of the shares cast, and followed by, that would be Operation 911 by Ahmed Al-Fiki, came in second place with 27.1% of the shares, followed then by Doll Parts by Wayne Simmons with 14.4% of the shares, followed by None of the Above with an unknown amount of shares, and then followed by Organized Crime by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. Thanks to all those that voted for Thomas J. DiLorenzo suggesting that we pursue an interest in Viagra. So that's one of the reasons why we got such a little amount, because automated responses that don't have valid email addresses only get 1/1000th of a share, and most of those people suggested we read Viagra for our next book. Alright, so I'm going to read a little bit of the review that I have for the book of the month. Let's switch back to camera. Alright, so here I am on my camera. I'm going to switch back over to my old computer, so that's where the stuff is. Fixing it. Alright. We are also listening to Roses Cold Garage by a band called Bruce. This was released on Pan-Dimensional Smog Rabbit Research Recordings back in 2001, featuring Mark Cantlin II, or MC Squared, on guitar and bass, Five Track on guitar and bass, and Ben Weckerly on drums. Anyway, so back to our book of the month. It's The Public Domain, by Enclosing the Commons of the Mind, by James Boyle. So we're going to read an abstract from the monograph written by Julie D. Cromer Young from the Thomas Jefferson School of Law, which she wrote back in 2011. In the age of the internet, what are lawmakers doing to protect the public from copyright? This is the central question Boyle considers as he explores the history, application, and future of intellectual property laws to works of authorship using contemporary technologies. On one hand, Boyle draws lessons from history, adroitly explaining the positions of legal theorists such as Thomas Babington Macaulay and Thomas Jefferson toward the possibilities and limitations of intellectual property. On the other hand, Boyle draws distinctions from pre-internet thought, noting the transformation on traditional intellectual property that the age of instantaneous publication and distribution requires. The theme unifying the two is clear. In our history of expanding intellectual property rights, legislatures have consistently neglected to preserve the public domain as an important natural resource. Boyle posits that this moment in time for intellectual property law and policy is at the same point that the environmental law movement occupied in the 1950s. He calls for a cultural environmental movement, allowing us to see and preserve the public domain as a national resource just as important as clean air and water. And while tempering his criticism with optimism, Boyle leaves us with a warning of his own. Good intellectual property policy will not save our culture, but bad policy may lock up our cultural heritage unnecessarily. Anyway, so that is the abstract that I found from Julie Cromer Young. Thank you for that. And I will have a link to that on our website soon. Okay, so we're going to go straight to our four finalists. This is what the website currently looks like. We have four finalists. Finalist A is Progress and Poverty by Henry George. We have a review, which I found on Goodreads.com by Deborah Garvin. Progress and Poverty speaks on much of what we see today, why it's happening, and a possible remedy for what it describes as the main problems detrimental to maintaining a politically viable society. The epidemic of poverty discussed in Progress and Poverty takes an analytical look at the political economy, its weaknesses, its strengths. The historically famous economists that inspired Henry George, Adam Smith, David Ricardo, and Karl Marx taken into account, and all of their best elements applied to the organic theory used by Henry George to describe the plan for the perfect economy. Other greats not mentioned in economics are appreciated for their input into the political economy, specifically Alexander Hamilton, Ben Franklin, and Henry David Thoreau. He introduces the problem of poverty, the intellectual and the industrial depressions that cause change and forces people into poverty, followed by a remedy that would possibly annihilate poverty once and for all. It's a must read for anyone living today wondering what went wrong. So, that's the review that I found for Progress and Poverty by Henry George. Okay. Finalist B is A Constitutional History of Secession by John Remington Graham and Donald Livingston. I found a product description on a website called HiddenMysteries.com. This comprehensive history traces the quest for a peaceable and lawful revolution from Britain's Glorious Revolution to Canada's current situation, with a special emphasis on the constitutional questions raised by the American Civil War. As the British Constitution evolved, British leaders recognized the need for a civilized method of transferring power without bloody and destructive revolutions. Impressed by the smooth transition of the Glorious Revolution, America's founders incorporated similar ideas into the United States Constitution, establishing a Republican Confederacy of free, sovereign, and independent states. Yet when the Southern states exercised their legal right to peacefully secede, America erupted into civil war. Graham devotes several chapters to the Confederate secession, addressing the issues of Southern abolitionists, South Carolina's nullification crisis, the Missouri Compromise, the Southern Confederacy, the Civil War, and the Reconstructive Act. So, that's what I found on HiddenMysteries.com. Okay, finalist C, America Disarmed by Wayne Lapierre. To go back to finalists A and B, those were recommended long, long ago, and I'm getting to them now. I am keeping track of when new suggestions are being made so I can get to them in a more timely manner. This one, finalist C, is America Disarmed, Inside the UN and Obama's Scheme to Destroy the Second Amendment by Wayne Lapierre. For those of you that don't know, Wayne Lapierre is involved in an organization called the National Rifle Association. I don't know very much about the National Rifle Association, but there are strong critics of it in the liberty movement that I know of. But there's a lot of education that happens through that organization, and I would totally discount anything anybody said, as long as it's making sense. So, that being said, let's look at the product description I found for that from WorldNet Daily Books. President Obama and the UN are conspiring to steal your gun rights. Do you really think it can't happen? Do you think it's impossible for foreign bureaucrats at the UN to rip the Second Amendment out of the Bill of Rights? The fact is, it's happening right now. This explosive book by New York Times bestselling author Wayne LaPierre takes you deep inside the UN and President Barack Obama's plan to wheel a Trojan horse arms trade treaty into the US and trample your rights to own a firearm. In America Disarmed, you will learn exactly how the UN plans to impose gun control in America. You will also discover the corrupt anti-gun organizations that do the UN's bidding and the inner workings of the anti-gun cabal President Obama has assembled for his administration. The cornerstone of our freedom is the Second Amendment. Neither the United Nations nor any other foreign influence has the authority to meddle with the freedoms guaranteed by our Bill of Rights, endowed by our Creator, and due to all mankind. If you care about your right to keep and bear arms, then you need to read this book and arm yourself with the facts so you can fight back. So that's the product description for Wayne LaPierre's America Disarmed, Inside the UN and Obama's Scheme to Destroy the Second Amendment. And finally, finalist D, Bias Incident by Ari Mendelsohn. So we're going to read the product description from Amazon.com for this. Lured by brochures promising limitless intellectual freedom, Jeff Jackson arrives at picturesque Tinsley College, eager to experience a college life to the fullest. He does not know that the freedom he has been promised is in short supply at Tinsley College, so dedicated to leftist ideals that the administration changed the name of the anthropology department to anthrogynology in order to make the name more, quote, gender inclusive. Jeff makes the mistake of believing that the renowned Professor Bancroft Tarleton would be willing to debate the left-wing politics that the professor advocates in his classes, not realizing that there are just some questions one does not ask on a college campus. Jeff submits an essay outlining his provocative theories about happiness and human sexuality. Professor Tarleton is not the only one furious at Jeff for his lack of devotion to left-wing norms, calling himself a homosexual, and believing Jeff to be not only a homophobe, but a pomophobe as well. Jeff's classmate, begins a feud with Jeff. The battle escalates from insults to vandalism to shattered love affairs in a dorm room inhabited by a fainting goat. In a college obsessed with political correctness, a clash between the writer of a homophobic essay and the homosexual victim of a college prank can only end one way, with a showdown in a campus courtroom. So that is the product description for Bias Incident by Ari Mendelsohn. Finalist D. So I just want to talk a little bit about what's happening with our social network presence. You might notice also on our website, we have now included links to Kindle editions of books, because a lot of people have been talking to me about, you know, getting electronic copies of the book. While I believe strongly that paperback books, when you carry them around, are the best advertising for books, having Kindle and reading the books and discussing the ideas is probably equally important. So I've made the ones that are available that we have for Kindle available through our website and our affiliate link. So you click on any of those books with Kindle editions through our affiliate link, we'll get a portion of the proceeds and pass that on when we make our annual literary award known. This year's annual literary award winner is The Real Lincoln by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. Anyway, we're going to talk about our social networking presence. I am a big fan of decentralized, distributed networking on computers, which tend to lead me to shy away from places like Facebook and Google+. Even though I do have presence on both of those networks, I'm becoming more and more intrigued by something called Diaspora. So I have put a link up over here on the right-hand side of our website for FreedomBookClub.com's presence in the diaspora. So I'm going to click on that and you'll see what happens. So this is our presence here. Shows a lot of stuff that we've done in the past. That's a picture of me from way back in the day, from 2009, I think. Anyway, so if you want to join us there, I'm considering putting a pod of my own for that. Anyway, just about out of time, I want to urge you again to purchase our book of the month, John Boyle's Public Domain and Closing the Commons of the Mind. That's all. Be seeing you.